You're listening to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. Recently had some training here in Parsons, not only for the Parsons Police Department, but some officers from neighboring departments were able to come in too. I wondered what kind of side benefits you might have by being involved with training multiple agencies like that. That would probably help in like interagency cooperation and maybe providing mutual aid in case you need help.
Sergeant Jason Ludwig was one of those individuals who attended that instructor training, and he just happens to be here today.
Absolutely. It's really beneficial because if there was ever a situation that independents needed some kind of training or some kind of instruction and they only had one available instructor, there's other agencies in the area that are at the same skill level that they are, so they could call upon us or they could call upon another county to come and assist in their defensive tactics construction. With that being said, the hardest people to train are people at your own agency because they know you better than anybody else. So whenever you try to train fellow officers, it poses a different set of challenges. However, whenever you go to another agency and you're instructing strangers, it's easier for them to accept, okay, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. I don't know this guy. He obviously knows what he's talking about. So I think in the long run, if we're able to continue to have joint training sessions like that and maybe host more local instructor-level training, it will only improve our relationship with our surrounding communities and our surrounding agencies.
Well, that makes sense. Not only do you help provide training for officers, sometimes you help people in the community. It sounds like you might have a woman self-defense class coming up.
Absolutely. I believe that Officer Pam Burris is going to try and set up and instruct a women's self-defense class for those that might need some help in that area. In this day and age, not a lot of people have ever been in a physical confrontation, so they wouldn't know how to act in a situation where they was being assaulted, stalked, or basically any sort of violent crime come their way. They might not know how to act. Hopefully, we can get Officer Burris to get a core group members together and maybe get some training out to some of the women in the community who feel like they need to maybe hone their skills in self-defense.
You've been listening to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig.